Alola.
I feel like we're always saying it at different tempos.
We're also either saying it as if we're Ultra Recon Squad, and some of us are saying it as if we're just normal people.
Normal. Yeah, I'm a normal person. Oh,
okay. Well, you'll catch on. Well, Mike and I one time will go Alola like normal, and you'll go
Alola.
Yeah, like the Ultra Recon Squad is really great.
They're pretty good.
I'm your host, SBJ. With me is Micah.
Alola.
And Irene.
I don't know.
All right. And okay. We are here to talk about, is this our sixth?
Fourth?
I lost count.
Fifth?
Five. Fifth episode of Alola from Ultra Sun and Ultra Moon.
Five.
We will be talking about the Lana trial, and just a little bit after the Lana trial, you probably know what that is if you're already there. If not, make sure you just head to the next town, and you'll know what happens next.
Pause this tape, play your game, and then come back later.
Don't turn off this. Do not flip to another podcast station. Please just hit pause. This is our mini-series from It's Super Effective that we are doing this audio playthrough, walkthrough of Ultra Sun, Ultra Moon. Normal episodes will resume when we are done with this. If you're a new listener, welcome. We're going to be talking about Lana's trial. Where at last we left off was battling Gladion, dealing with Team Skull. It seemed to be very, very similar to Sun and Moon. And you hit up the Pokemon Center. There is a side quest in the Pokemon Center. There is somebody looking for a Corsola, which if I'm not mistaken, you can only get Corsola through
SOS battles.
SOS.
I believe they tell you that too.
Do they?
I believe they say like,
yeah,
you can find Corsola on wherever, and it's Marini or whatever, like to
SOS from.
I think
not
they
Marini's.
Say,
yeah, Marini's.
Oh
are
yeah,
Corsola.
No, you get
yeah,
you get
Marini eats Corsola.
Marini eats Corsola.
Yeah, brutal.
Because that's brutal. How I got my Marini, and I was like, this is so sad.
Speaking of
wait,
Pokemon,
so you
Pokemon.
You saw Corsola and you had SOS for Marini.
Yeah, but I did that in Moon, not Ultra.
Right. Because you transferred over Pokemon.
Yeah.
What's your pit stop before we get to Lana? What's your team, Irene?
What?
What's your Pokemon team?
My current Pokemon team?
Yeah.
I
know Mike is a little ahead of us right now, but I think, you know, right now we are.
I edited it so I can have what I wrote down a while ago and
yeah,
you know
let's
if
hear
I
it.
Remember.
Micah, what's your team as Irene's looking this up?
At this point, my team was
Mimikyu.
Torracat, Rockruff, Ash Hat Pikachu.
Special Rockruff?
Yes.
Okay.
Ash Hat Pikachu. I think at this point I had a Crabrawler.
Is this your first time with Crabrawler?
Did no.
You used before?
Crabrawler in the last games.
Trumbeak?
And yeah, I had a Trumbeak. Correct.
I'm running through. My team for Sun is so disorganized. My all-star is my Magnemite.
Good old Magnemite.
I like Magnemite. I've never really actually used a Magnezone through a playthrough, so I wanted to get Magnezone this time.
Okay. Can you get the, when do you get the...
You're asking tough questions that I don't know the answers to.
Okay.
You get something
you get
to...
the thing?
The something...
Is
like,
it trade?
Is it
Magnezone
a
trade?
You gotta give it a magnet, I think, and then trade it with a magnet.
Is that what it is? Metal coat?
Electrium Z.
Electrovire?
It's, yes.
It Magneton evolves into Electrovire,
super,
right?
Supercharge.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mega Electrovire.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
It's a brand new in Ultra Sun.
All of this is wrong.
Only Ultra Sun. I have a Magnemite. I have a Zerua, which I also have a Zerua in my Moon version, so I don't like that those two are similar. And I also... Zerua also, by the way, not a great Pokemon. It doesn't have good attacks off the bat. It only has, like, dark attacks, and it's, like, faint attack and pursuit, like, two... Nothing's weak against dark.
It also evolves into Zoroark, which is really unfortunate.
Nothing's weak against dark. It's not pulling its weight. I have a Charjabug.
Okay.
I have Dartrix.
Okay. Gotcha.
I have a Murkrow, which it's just a placeholder for now.
Yeah.
And then I have a Ekans, which I like Arbok. I think Arbok is cool.
Yeah.
And
Ekans was new to this
yes,
game, right?
Yes.
And I like made sure to catch one right away because I liked that it was here.
Yeah, Ekans is cool. And then my theme for my Sun playthrough is they're all named after different types of soda.
Okay.
So my Dartrix is named Dr. Pepper. My Ekans is named 7-Up because snakes can pop up.
Okay.
I thought you were gonna,
My Murkrow.
Don't strain yourself
like
reaching.
7-Up.
But...
Yeah. Ooh, that's good too. 7-Up. Sevens up.
Please stop.
My Murkrow is not named anything because it's off the team as soon as I replace it. My Charjabug is named Sprite because I feel like Charjabug is a very refreshing Pokemon.
That's debatable.
I feel like there were a number of directions you could have gone with explaining why it was Sprite.
I named my Zorua Pepsi because I feel like Zorark is always second best when it comes to Coke. As okay. Pepsi is always... I personally like Pepsi, but I understand that. People ask for Coke, and then people always say, is Pepsi okay?
Yeah, Coke is superior.
And then...
You just say the Zoroark is the Pepsi of Pokemon?
Yes, that is what I'm saying right now.
I 1,000% agree with you.
Is anything named Fanta?
Not yet, not yet.
What about Mellow Yellow?
Not yet, not yet.
What about...
Look, the team has a lot of opportunities to improve. And then finally, my Magnemite is Surge. Because Surge is one of my favorite drinks, and you know,
and also Lieutenant Surge.
Well, I wasn't.
He's our dad.
Going.
Oh my
for that.
God!
And you're influenced by your father.
I wasn't really reaching that way. But
I understand
reaching that way, but Irene, back to your team.
Yeah. So I forgot one of them. So I feel really bad about whatever baby I forgot. But
as in baby Pokemon or just as, baby, as,
just your sweet child.
As in my sweet child. I have a Pikachu. I have my Torkoal. I have a Cutie Fly. My Marini. A Diglett. And
Alolan Diglett?
Yeah. And something else.
Miss Mime Jr.?
No. I feel so bad I can't remember what it is.
Marini?
No, I said Marini.
Pikachu?
I said that.
Torkoal.
Litten?
Pichu?
I don't remember.
Trumbeak? Cosmog.
Is it Marini?
No, I got rid of it.
Lucario?
No, because I never got it.
Rylou? Ditto.
What did you ask me for an egg of?
I did the other day.
She wanted Riolu? She wanted Riolu.
Because I
that
can't.
Wasn't today?
That was yesterday.
I'm very tired.
Yesterday, by the time this is playing, it'll be like 4 days ago.
I'm very sleepy.
Do you have a Lucario?
Yeah, I got a full
Alolan
Dex.
Can you give me an egg, please?
Yeah, I'll get you an egg.
Oh, man.
There you go. Your last Pokemon is now Riolu.
Okay.
Riolu?
Is that how it's pronounced?
But my Pichu evolved, and
I
was super
Riolu.
Excited about
that
it.
That sounds like a pasta.
R-I-O-L-U. Riolu. Mm-hmm. That makes sense to me.
Rolos.
I should have named all my Pokemon after candy.
You dropped the ball.
Dang.
I just let chat name my Pokemon, so it's a lot of nothing.
So
I don't have a chat.
My Diglett is named Hanson, though, so that's okay.
I feel like that's easy.
That is pretty easy.
Easy
picking. Okay.
Easy pickings
here. I'm good with it.
All right, so we can head right into Lana's Trial 2.
Got it.
Same path there. There's a couple fishermen you can battle. There's the bridge. Yeah, there's like a fisherman you can battle.
Yep.
So in Sun and Moon, I remember distinctly this trial and us all talking about this.
How you're tricked.
She tricks you into doing the trial.
Yes.
She's like, hey, keep helping me. And then all of a sudden she's like, trial start. You can't leave.
Yeah.
I was so mad.
Gotcha. Which plays a lot into Lana's character because she tells you like one thing right off the bat of like, oh, there's Milotic here in the water. And you're like, really? And she's like, no, there's no.
Like, no.
And then when you beat her, she's like, I've caught a red Gyarados. And you can go like, no way, or something. And she's like,
ha, what do you think?
Nope.
You dumb.
Yeah, so the whole premise of her tricking you into starting the trial I think is really good.
Yeah.
She doesn't do that here. She straight up goes, here's a ride pager. Here's the fishing pole.
Do you want to start this?
Do you want to start?
Let's go through this, and then I'll come back to this point later.
Okay.
Did you get tricked?
I feel like it. I did.
Oh,
what?
I definitely.
Okay, so when you start, she says, go over to that bubbling area in the water.
Uh-huh.
I'm pretty certain that it's wishy-washy assembling in that zone.
Yes.
So I went over there. It was a Dewpider.
Okay.
And yeah. I was like, okay, that's
mine
not a wishy-washy.
Mine was wishy-washy.
So then the next one over, I went to, and it was a wishy-washy.
Okay.
And she said, it's mostly, you know, whatever she said, it was like, it's probably mostly wishy-washy doing whatever it is that they're doing. So in my head, I'm like, okay, this is probably going to be pretty much the same because nothing really else on this island so far has changed.
Uh-huh.
It's all generally been the same.
Yeah.
So I'm like, okay, thanks, Alana. This is the same trial. I'm just going to go through. I got my Pokemon ready. I know what I'm expecting.
Can I stop you here?
Yes.
Why are there trainers in this trial?
They're fishing.
But they're in...
Clearly a good fishing spot.
Yeah, but there are no, like, you can't catch any Pokemon during this part.
You can't because you're a trial goer.
But
yeah, but then why would you be able to battle other people?
Maybe this trial site is different than other trial sites, but like the first trial site, right? They talk about how you have to be worthy to go in.
Yeah.
And once you go in, you can't leave.
Yeah.
And yeah, I get you battled Team Skull, but they like snuck in and they weren't supposed to be there and whatnot. But they talk about how it's supposed to be sacred. I feel like all the trial sites are sacred because I definitely remember them talking about that for Komo-o in Trial 7 for the original Sun and Moon.
Maybe it's also there to meant as a means to trick you into thinking that you can catch the Pokemon.
But I saw the polls. I know, like, okay, so when I first walked in, the first thing I did was try to walk out. And because it says trial start right away. When you walk in.
Yeah.
Well, because it has the markers when you're at the door.
That's different than Sun and Moon, though.
I know it is.
Sun and Moon doesn't
say
trial start till you get to the bottom when she tricks you.
Yeah.
So when I got in.
It says trial start.
I like completely missed that because I'm, you know, doing other stuff while I'm playing this game. But
so you punked yourself.
Well, no, I got in and I started the thing and I had either missed or forgotten that it said trial start because in my head I'm thinking this is pretty much the same trial and I don't actually start the trial until I get to the end. And so at one point I'm like, I'm going to try and catch this Dewpider, and it doesn't stop you from catching the Pokemon.
Oh, you can catch them?
That's different.
Now hold on. It doesn't stop you from trying to catch it. It just continuously SOSs, which is new in this game because the new mechanic for SOS in this game is that in order for them to call in more than one Pokemon, in order for more than one ally or SOS chain to start, you have to use an adrenaline.
I was told
orb.
That's not true.
Okay.
There's many
and
people.
Maybe that's not true, but.
Well, I heard your story. Somebody has told me your version, then somebody else said, that's not true. I've SOS Sableye and Carbink without any adrenaline orbs.
Okay. Either way, this was continuously SOSing on time. So that I never had a chance to throw a Pokeball.
Catch.
That's different because when I first, like, because I had a Dewpider, and I was like, I need
Dewpider.
One of these, and I need to catch it, but my Pokeball didn't even show up.
Huh.
So I couldn't catch it.
Yeah.
And then it SOS'd.
See, okay. I didn't have any SOS. I didn't see Dewpider. I only had Wishiwashi all the way to the bottom, of course.
Well, the only reason I was trying to catch was because it was a Dewpider.
Yeah,
I was
exactly.
Like, I want this.
Yeah.
Let me try and catch
Maybe
it.
Maybe I didn't get Dewpider because Dewpider and Sun don't show up at night. They only show up during the day.
Okay.
So
Maybe.
I was only getting Wishiwashi. Well, that's what the chart says, that Dewpider only showed during the day.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I didn't see any Dewpider. But I was like, why am I battling trainers? This is such a, like, if I'm going through a trial, why should other trainers...
You can avoid them.
Yeah, you don't have to battle
them. I know
you
can avoid them. It just doesn't feel like...
I feel like this
is... It would be like I'm in Brock's gym, and Brock has his own trainers you battle, but then Gary shows up and goes, hey, let's battle, and it's like, no, I'm doing this, what the gym leader wants.
I don't know. I mean, I feel after... swindling myself after playing myself, I feel like that maybe helps to like set that theme of like, oh, maybe you can catch stuff here. Maybe it isn't. Maybe the trial hasn't started yet.
She does tell you can't catch anything.
Does she?
Yeah, that's like one of the first things she says. She's like, okay, are you ready to start my trial? And you say, oh, yeah. She's like, just so you know, here's a fishing rod. When she gives you the fishing rod.
She doesn't give you the fishing rod until later.
Yeah, she doesn't.
She gives it
after
gives
the trial's
after.
Over.
Oh, yeah, but she gives you the Lapras ride and she says,
it's a Lapras ride. She goes, here's the Lapras ride. You'll be able to find new Pokemon, but you cannot catch them till the trial is over.
I don't remember that.
She definitely
I do remember
says that.
Her saying that when she gives you the fishing rod, though.
But she gives you the fishing rod after the trial.
Yeah, she says now that the trial is over, you can catch Pokemon.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Also, so when I got into the trial and it said trial start, I was like, this is different right away. Can I leave? And I tried to leave and she comes back up and she goes, oh, do you want to leave? And track train. I think she says train more. Because you'll forfeit the trial.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, cool. I guess if I needed to,
Yeah.
I would, but I just wanted to see if there was an option for you to leave, and there is. So I went to the first bubble. It was wishy-washy. They moved to the second bubble, or the second floor, second down the waterfall.
Yeah.
And the first bubbles were still bubbling, so I figured I didn't have to go to them since I saw the visual movement of wishy-washy going down.
Mm-hmm.
And it worked. I didn't have to go to the second.
That may have been the Dewpiter then.
Okay. So you did both bubbles?
I did both bubbles.
Okay.
I did a Dewpiter, and then the second bubble was a wishy-washy, and then they went down the thing.
Okay. So I never saw any Dewpiter. First one was wishy-washy, and they moved. Second one was wishy-washy, they moved. And then I went down to the third floor.
Yeah.
And then you start to see the wishy-washy form into school form.
Mm-hmm.
And then a bigger thing scares the wishy-washy away, which breaks up the school form, and then you battle that, which is...
My understanding of it was that it came out and ate them.
What? No, no, that they scattered. I don't think the dude...
I did it twice, and it looks like they scattered.
I don't think Araquan... I can't say it.
Arachnid?
Arachnid?
Araquanid.
Isn't it
Araquanid.
Isn't it aqua in the its name?
No, it's Araquanid.
Araquanid.
Okay. I don't think it likes... Poultry?
It's a
That's
fish. It's
definitely fish, Steve. Holy cow.
I don't think it eats meat.
I mean,
man.
I don't claim to know the physiology of Pokemon.
Pokemon eating each other?
Yes. But
okay.
I saw it as it ate him.
I don't think it did, but this is the totem Pokemon. So
yes.
It is significantly bigger.
Yes.
School form wishy-washy should be bigger than a normal
Araquanid.
Araquanid.
Yeah.
But this Araquanid is way bigger because it's a totem.
Yes.
So this is new. This battle, for me, extremely tough.
It was so hard.
Yeah, it was pretty rough. I had a really rough time with this.
I failed.
I almost failed.
I didn't fail, but I had enough of a rough time with it that as soon as I was done... I was like, okay, I'm just going to train off stream for a while because that was way too close.
No, I failed. I had to go back. What was nice, though, is that after I failed, because I blacked out, had to go to the Pokemon Center, and I came back, and Lana was all, hey, do you want to retry my trial? And I, of course, said yes, and I didn't have to do it all over again.
Yeah.
So I just got to go straight to the totem Pokemon. All right,
let's do some trivia about Araquanid. I am a strong believer...
Okay.
In Pokemon having the power to make Pokemon popular, specific Pokemon popular.
You have the power of Pokemon, the company?
Yeah.
Okay.
I also have the
belief. I thought you were saying that you think that some Pokemon have the ability to put other Pokemon over.
Yeah, like what?
Maybe. So like when we did our Kickstarter episode, which is one of our best received episodes, I talked about how Omanyte became one of my favorite Pokemon because of Twitch Plays Pokemon.
Yeah.
That community came together and made Omanyte a star.
Yeah.
I stand by that. And that is very hard for a community to do. I can only think of a couple examples. Diggersby is another one.
Yeah.
Diggersby, though.
Yes. See? The community made Diggersby a star. Pokemon has the power to push specific Pokemon. They do it all the time. They do it with Charizard. They do it with Pikachu. They do it with Lucario.
What about Magikarp, though?
Well, Magikarp doesn't need the push.
Lucario is the Roman Reigns of Pokemon.
Absolutely. And then they tried to do it with Zoroark. As well.
Zoroark is the Roman Reigns of Pokemon.
No!
The big dog.
Seeing Araquanid now, I feel like it's on more people's radar. And you could say, well, no, people can write in or say in Slack or tweet at us that they like Araquanid. I'm not saying people don't like Araquanid.
Yeah.
I'm saying that now Araquanid is more in the spotlight than it was before.
Like, it's people can think about it. Like... As an example, my most favorite forgettable Pokemon of all time, I'm probably saying it wrong, Binnacle? Yeah. If
Isn't that a water Pokemon?
If Binnacle
it's
happened
the one with
to
the
be,
hand into the rock.
It's the hands
has, like,
that have faces on the hands.
Into the rock.
It's real
Oh,
weird.
Like in Aureo Monsters?
Yeah.
Yeah. Yes.
Okay, cool.
Huntail is another one that gets forgotten about a lot. Gorbis. Clam Pearl.
I could tell you that if there was a Binnacle or what does it evolve into? Bibarical?
Yeah. Whatever it is.
Barbarical. If there were a totem of that Pokemon, I probably would remember it a lot more.
So some trivia. Do you guys know what type Araquanid is?
Is it water bug? No.
Irene?
Maybe why ground? Water? I don't know.
It is water bug.
Water okay. bug.
So what is
I was having
what
I mean, it's a, it is a water
time.
Bug.
It is a water bug. So what is water bug weak against? Maybe this is why everyone had trouble with it.
Grass, electric.
You know?
Grass and electric, I think.
It's not weak against grass at all.
Oh, okay.
It is weak against electric times okay. two. It is weak against rock. And it's weak against flying.
Oh, yeah, no,
yeah,
I knew
flying.
It was
I
weak against
flying.
Flying yeah. Because my Marini ended up being a star because it knows peck.
My Trumbeak.
Wait, Marini knows peck?
Yeah.
Oh, weird.
My Trumbeak came in real handy.
Okay, Trumbeak's an all-star.
The last minute.
It's resistant to fighting, ground, steel, water, and ice. It's not immune to anything.
Yeah, Binnacle looks weird.
Yeah.
Binnacle's very weird. It's a very weird Pokemon. And then, did your Araquanid summon anything besides...
Yeah, it summoned a Dewpider.
Dewpider?
Dewpider.
Anything else?
No.
Oh, okay, cool.
What did you get?
I know what happened.
Yeah.
What happened?
Mine summoned, this is in the trivia too, which I think is interesting, a Mascarin.
Mascarin?
Yeah.
Okay.
Which is that, like, butterfly.
Yep.
It's pretty.
And Mascarin knows Tailwind.
Oh my god.
So it Tailwind, which means no matter what, those two went first every single time.
Incredible.
Which is really rough. According to the trivia on Bulbapedia, Araquanid can be seen as a counterpart to Mascarin. Both share the bug type and same base stat totals. Both can be found at Melee Gardens in Pokemon Sun and Moon, taking the place of the other depending on time, and with Araquanid being found during the day, and Mascarin can be found at night.
Okay.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah.
I love when Pokemon does this. Like, they tie new Pokemon together with old Pokemon, or they do rivalries like Durant and Heatmore, or Zangoose and Seviper.
Yeah.
I love stuff like that.
So, now that we've said who the Totem Pokemon was, this is why I feel like this was still a classic Lana swindle. Because
you
go in...
She talks so much about Wishiwashi.
Expecting that it's going to be school form Wishiwashi again.
Yes.
Because nothing else has really changed. You're still fighting and finding Wishiwashi. All the shadows are still Wishiwashi. And then it's not that at all. So I went in completely prepared to fight a Wishiwashi. And I got something completely different.
Troll Lana.
It's great. It was a great fight. Yeah. It's extremely... I feel like we've said this before. I feel like all the fights have been slightly more difficult.
Yeah.
That Mascarin really just ran through me, though, with
Tailwind.
I didn't Tailwind.
Get that.
Mascarin.
That's pretty great, though.
But I got a paralysis on Araquanid, and it stumbled three times. And if it stumbled just once, or if it was successful just once out of those three times, I would have lost.
Yeah.
So it was a very, very close battle. I completely forgot it was bug type until afterwards, too. Because I was like, why is grass not working? Because I thought Dartrix would be an all-star.
Yeah.
Not an all-star.
Well, I was like, well, it's water bug, but it's still water, so I'll just keep using electric, and then I was like, oh, it's not working.
It just had it had a lot of defense because it was a totem.
Yeah.
And it just did a lot of damage. It two-shotted almost everything I had.
Oh, Mareep. That's the other Pokemon I forgot about.
You mentioned it earlier.
Yeah, we even said Mareep.
No, I know,
before.
But I switched it out.
So who are you getting rid of for?
Mareep.
You're going to get rid of Mareep?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Riolu?
For
yeah.
Lucario? For the John Cena of
I'm
Pokemon?
Probably getting rid of Diglett and...
For the big dog?
And
Lucario is the big dog.
Yeah. I gotta switch some stuff around. Who is the Dean Ambrose of
Speak
Pokemon?
Speak of the devil.
Somebody who's not good.
Binnacle.
Binnacle?
Probably like Grafty.
Probably like Gumshoes.
Grafty.
Okay, I could see that.
Maybe.
With the pants.
With the pants that falls down all the time. Ash had a Scrafty.
Scrafty's great.
Yeah.
He did. He had a Noibat and a Noivern too. So after the Lana trial, you can then go south and use your Waterium Z.
And you get the fishing rod.
FYI, there's a 1% chance to get Phoebus in Brooklet Hill.
Okay.
If it's bubbling and you fish, 1% chance.
Got it.
Which I think is the same as Sun and Moon.
Have you confirmed whether or not in this game you can now fish without having to be on Lapras? Could you fish without
you
having to
fish
be on
Lapras?
Oh, yeah, you could.
You
That's
could
right.
always fish on Lapras, yeah.
No, I mean not on Lapras.
Yeah, I don't know, actually.
I think.
I guess I've never tried.
I think you can, but I don't know.
Yes, yeah, you can. You can, because you can fish for the stickers.
Yeah, no,
I mean, in Sun and Moon.
In the original games, do you know if you had to be on Lapras to fish?
I don't know. That's a good question. I don't know. So you get down to the Pseudo Widows. You do your Water Emblem Z. This all seems the same.
Yeah.
Pseudo Widows run away. And then our boys from the Ultra Recon Squad, boys and girls from the Ultra Recon Squad, show up. And Micah wrote down some notes here about them.
They show up and they say hi. And they say that...
Alola.
They say Alola. And they do the square.
You did that so low.
Low.
And then they say Alola, and they say that it's interesting that the Sudowoodo were so afraid of their weakness being water. And they say that Alolan Pokemon are interesting. And he also said, in my game, I'm playing
Sun.
So it's Dulcin Zossi. I'm guessing at the pronunciations of those names. So Dulce says, battling Alolan Pokemon are difficult. How about I battle you with one of the Pokemon I'm familiar with? And Zossi stops him and says, okay, that's not how you ask for a battle. And he says, I'm sorry. May I please battle you?
And you can say yes or
really
no.
Really good. Yes.
So I'm not sure what happens when you say no, because I said yes.
I'll say no. Because I haven't done this part yet.
Yeah, you're right before it.
And then he says, I'll battle you with Poiple. And I was like, okay. And when the battle starts, he throws it out, and it's UB Adhesive.
Yes. So the real name is Poiple.
Poiple, which is great.
It is a poison something Pokemon.
I think it's just poison.
Okay.
I think it's straight poison. Before we get into Poiple, Furfru is gone.
Well, no, because Zossi's should have battled with Furfru.
No, Dulce battled me with Furfru. End battled me with Poiple, and no longer has his Furfru.
Well, I mean, they just could have not used it.
They could have given it to the other one.
They could have sent it to Professor Oak.
I feel like maybe...
it's gone.
They sent it somewhere else.
I thought you said they weren't evil.
I said that I think they're good guys who are being misguided by
villains.
Oh,
okay. Do you remember if they threw out an Ultra Ball, a Beast Ball or not?
No, because I didn't notice the ball that they threw for Furfru.
Oh, so you didn't notice this.
So I didn't pay attention this time either.
Irene, you're right outside this battle, so when they throw, please.
I'll look and I'll say no, so we'll see what happens.
And then you'll say, I did see the ball, but I didn't write down which one it was.
What would be really great is when you say no, and then you don't actually get to battle him at all.
I feel like they forced this battle, because it is a big deal. So UB Adhesive is the Pokemon they showed in all the trailers. It is the new Ultra Beast. It's the first ever non-main series Pokemon game that has introduced new Pokemon with Dex numbers. And I say that with an asterisk because Omega Ruby Alpha Sapphire introduced new Mega Pokemon, but they don't have Dex numbers, so they're technically not new Pokemon.
Yeah. I'm assuming he used a Beast Ball because it's a
It's an Ultra Beast, yeah. There's no debate there. It is an Ultra Beast. It's a level 20 Ultra Beast. From what I remember.
Yes.
It was a pretty easy battle, from what I recall. I did this like an hour ago, and I can't remember.
Lana's battle was very difficult
compared to this. But yeah, that was that. And then they go off on their way afterwards. But I thought it was interesting that they introduced Poiple at this point.
They say some weird things as they're leaving. It's sort of like they're kind of like, okay, well, that was good. Also, I don't know, something kind of like not as cheery as they said last time. I don't remember specifically what it was, but they sounded less cheery than they did the last few times I've encountered them. And then they went on their way.
And that's where we'll leave it. And our next episode should be the Battle Royale school.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's called.
Royal Avenue, I think, is
Royal
the
location. Royal Avenue. And the third trial, which should be... Kiawe's trial, which I'm assuming, based on Lana's, will probably be slightly different.
Probably fire.
Probably fire, though. I'm assuming there will be sandalets on the way up there, as well as Cubones, I'm assuming. Those are my guesses, based off Sun and Moon. Also, I'm pretty sure Yowie had an Alolan Marowak. Yeah, Alolan Marowak was the quiz stuff. I remember, because I thought that was going to be the thing you battle, but you end up battling
Salazzle.
Salazzle.
Was the totem.
I wonder if we're getting the quiz. I guess we'll leave there. So expect that for our next episode. And I'm not sure how close Malo's trial is after Kaoway's, because we usually, last year we did both of those back to back, if I recall, in one episode. Maybe we'll do it again. I'm just not 100% sure of how close that all is together. We've been doing really good at keeping these about 30 minutes. So we're going to keep that up. And because Alola is both hello and goodbye.
Alola. Look it, I did it.
Yeah, but
you did it the right way.
We weren't in sync that time either.
Oh, well.
It's Super Effective is hosted and produced by me, Steve Black Jr. If you would like to support It's Super Effective, you can head over to our Patreon, which we have updated to an easy URL for you. It is ise.cash. And for as little as $2 a month, you can support It's Super Effective and join our Slack community, where you can chat and battle and trade with other Pokemon trainers. Thanks, and we'll see you next time.